We are continuing this afternoon to look at Ephesians chapter 4.
今天下午我们继续来看以弗所书第四章。
Paul declared foundational doctrines in chapters 1 to 3.
保罗在一到三章里面陈述了基甸性的教导。
In chapters 4 to 6, he focuses on practical application.
他在四到六章里面转而琢磨在生活中实际的应用。
According to verse 1 of chapter 4,The application is founded on his teaching.
根据四章一节的经文，生活中的应用应该建立在如下的教导之上。
Walk worthy of your calling.
行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称。
Paul explained the calling in chapters 1 to 3.
保罗在一章三节中讲述我们所蒙的呼召。
He explains how we are to live in chapters 4 to 6.
他在四到六节六章中阐明我们应该行怎样行事为人。
The first half of chapter 4 expounds how followers of Jesus are to live in unity.
第四章上半段讲述了跟随耶稣基督的人应当如何活在合一里。
He commands it in verses 1 to 3.
保罗在四章一到三节里面给了我们一个命令。
We looked at those verses last month.
上个月我们一起学习了这三节经文。
He states the basis for our unity in verses 4 to 6.
接下来在4到6节当中，保罗告诉我们什么是合一的基础。
We'll look at that this afternoon.
我们今天下午一起来考察4到6节。
Paul explains how God enables us to live in unity in verses 7 to 13.
保罗在7到13节里面继续解释神将如何帮助我们活出合一。
And then he concludes by stating the ultimate goal to living in unity in verses 14 to 16.
最后他在14到16节里宣告何谓活在合一里的最终目的。
In Ephesians, Paul expounds on the glory of the church.
保罗在以弗所书里仔细阐明了教会的荣耀。
Part of that glory is the unity which God has created.
这个荣耀的一部分就是神所创造的合一。
That actual unity is the basis for our practical living in unity.
这份从神而来的合一正是我们每天活出合一的基础。
You should understand this reality of unity.
你应该明白这份合一的真实性。
That reality should motivate you to live in unity.
这个事实应当激励你活出合一。
Live out what is true about you.
活出你已经拥有的，你已经成为的。
Seven elements form the basis for the spiritual unity which believers have.
这种信徒已经拥有的属灵的合一有的基础有七个要素。
Paul lists these seven in verses 4 to 6.
保罗在四到六节里面列举了这七个要素。
And we will look at each one.
我们挨个来查看。
First, look at verse 4.
首先第四节里面写道。
There is one body.
身体只有一个。
The one body is the body of Christ.
这里的身体指的是基督的身体。
This is what we call the true church.
也被我们称为真实的教会。
Some call it the invisible church.
有些人称之为看不见的教会。
All true believers in Jesus since Pentecost belong to the body of Christ.
所有在五旬节之后真正相信耶稣的信徒都属于基督的身体。
Paul uses this figure for the church frequently.
保罗经常用基督的身体来比作教会。
We find it, for example, in Romans chapter 12.
我们可以从罗马书第十二章中看到。
It appears in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and chapter 12.
这个比喻也出现在哥林多前书十章和十二章。
He uses it in Colossians chapter 2 and 3.
保罗也在哥罗西书第二章和第三章用到这一比喻。
In this letter, it appears in chapters 1, 2, 4, and 5.
在以弗所书中，这个比喻出现在第一、二、四和五章。
Each person who comes by faith in Christ to God becomes a member of the spiritual body.
每个借着在基督里的信心来到神面前的人都是这个属灵身体的一员。
Even though there are many believers, there is only one body.
虽然信徒有很多，但是身体却只有一个。
Now, the metaphor of a body helps us understand the relation to unity.
身体的比喻可以帮助我们明白教会与合一的关联。
Being one body means we share the same life.
成为同一个身体的意义在于我们分享同一个生命。
In a physical body, all the parts have the same DNA.
在一个肉体里面，所有的组成部分都分享同样的 DNA.
A body works together.
整个身体一起运作。
And even if you multitask, it's coordinated.
就算你在同时做多个事情，身体是协调的。
The energy source is the same.
能量的来源只有一个。
And Paul will discuss working together in verses 12 and following.
保罗在十二以及之后的几节经文中讨论如何在一起工作。
The members of one body grow together.
一个身体的各个部分一起成长。
Paul uses this part of the picture in verses 13 to 16.
保罗在十三到十六节中继续使用身体这个比喻。
The body needs each part.
身体需要它所有的每一个部分。
Paul will develop this further in verse 16.
在第六节会进一步的解释这个比喻。
We will grow as each part does its work.
百节各按其职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
We work at being unified because we need each other.
我们竭力保守合一，因为我们需要彼此。
One body gives a clear picture of what unity should look like.
身体的比喻帮助我们清楚地看到合一应该是怎么样的。
Second, it follows in verse 4 that there is one spirit.
第二，第四节中提到圣灵只有一个。
By spirit, Paul means God, the Holy Spirit.
原文中写的是只有一个灵，保罗在这里指的是三位一体中的圣灵。
There are many spirits in this world, but there's only one Holy Spirit.
在这个世界里有很多灵，但是圣灵只有一个。
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit indwells the church.
神的灵住在教会里面。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
是哥林多前书第三章。
The one Holy Spirit indwells each true believer.
每个信徒都是圣灵的殿，圣灵住在其中。
That's First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书六章。
It is one and the same Spirit that produces His fruit in the lives of believers.
这同一个圣灵也在每个信徒的生命中结出属于神的果子。
And this too gives us a clear basis for unity.
这正是合一的基础之一。
One Spirit gives the direction to every believer.
同一个灵给每个信徒指引。
Paul writes in Galatians 5, verse 25, Since we live by the Spirit,Let us keep in step with the Spirit.
保罗在加拉太书五章二十五节中写道：“我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。”
Have you ever seen little ducklings following the mother duck?
你们有没有见过小鸭子们跟着他们的妈妈？
This is the picture.
想象这幅图画。
Each believer is to keep in step with the Spirit.
每个信徒也应当如此跟随圣灵。
Together we follow the same spiritual path.
我们一同走在同一条属灵的道路上。
The Spirit produces the same fruit in each believer.
圣灵也在每个信徒里结同一种果子。
Live by the Spirit and you will not produce the works of the flesh.
你们应当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵身体的情欲了。
That's also in Galatians chapter 5.
也是在加拉太书五章。
You grow in unity as you grow in love for one another.
当你操练彼此相爱时，你就在合一里成长。
You grow in unity as you are patient with one another.
当你用耐心彼此对待时，你就在合一里成长。
You grow in unity as you live in peace with one another.
当你们彼此活在平安里，你正在合一里成长。
One Spirit is a solid basis for unity in the church.
这一位圣灵正是教会合一坚实的基础。
Third, Paul concludes verse 4 with the words, You were called to one hope.
第三，保罗在第四节的结尾说道，你们蒙召同有一个指望。
All believers have a common hope for the future.
所有的信徒对于未来都有相同的盼望。
Peter calls it a living hope.
彼得称之为活泼的盼望。
It's a hope which each believer should be prepared to defend.
对于这个盼望，每个信徒都应该做好准备去捍卫它。
Now, this hope has many aspects.
这个盼望有很多方面。
We anticipate the resurrection.
我们期待复活。
Every believer who has died will be raised bodily from the grave.
每个死去的信徒将会从坟墓中被复活。
Every believer will be transformed.
每个信徒也将会被改变。
Our mortal bodies will become immortal.
我们有限的身体将会变为永生。
Our corruptible flesh will become incorruptible.
我们会朽坏的肉体将会变成不朽。
We anticipate eternal life, Titus chapter 1.
我们期待永生，提多书第一章。
We hope for eternal glory, Colossians chapter 1.
我们盼望永恒的荣耀，哥罗西书一章。
A common hope is important for unity.
分享同一个盼望对于合一很重要。
We're all heading in the same direction.
这意味着我们面对着同一个方向。
When you head to the same point, you will grow closer together.
当你们向着同一个方向前进，你们就会与彼此更接近。
It does not matter how distant you are from one another now.
其实你们现在距离彼此可能还是很远。
We anticipate all being together.
我们期待着一同在一起聚集。
Remember that you will spend eternity together with your brothers and sisters in Christ.
请记住，我们将会在基督里与弟兄姐妹一同度过永生。
You will not want to be eternally reminded of your lack of unity here and now.
你不会想要永远被提醒你今时今日所缺乏的合一。
This is what happened to two ladies in Philippi.
这正是两个在腓立比教会的姐妹所经历过的，有阿蝶和寻乌基。
Paul corrected them in his letter to the Philippians.
保罗在腓立比书里面劝解他们。
Now it will be eternally remembered that they did not get along with each other.
所以我们现在永远都会记得他们二人当时没有合一。
We are also to encourage each other with these words of hope.
我们也应当用这份盼望彼此鼓励。
Since we share the same hope, we share the same encouraging words.
正因为我们分享相同的盼望，我们也可以互相分享劝勉的话语。
Your hope begins when you come to God through Jesus Christ.
你的盼望始于耶稣基督，你是通过他来到神的面前。
God calls sinners to come.
神呼召罪人。
He calls the thirsty to come.
也呼召饥渴的人。
He calls the spiritually hungry to come.
他呼召灵里饥渴慕义的人。
And he satisfies all who come.
他给所有来的人带来满足。
And they share in the common hope, one hope of eternal life in Christ.
所有来的人都分享同一个盼望，就是在基督里有永生。
Paul adds in verse 5 three more elements to the foundation of unity.
保罗在第五节里面继续添加了三个合一根基的元素。
The next new one is one Lord.
这第四个元素是一个主。
This is, of course, Jesus Christ.
这正是耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus is head of the body, which is the church.
主耶稣就是身体的头，身体就是教会。
That's in verse 15.
这是十五节里面讲到的。
The Lord Jesus is the one who gives grace and gifts to the church.
主耶稣将各样的恩赐赏给教会。
Verses 7 through 11.
第七节到第十一节。
The Lord Jesus is the one standard by which our maturity is measured.
主耶稣是我们长大成人、长成身量的标准。
Verse 13.
这是第十三节里面提到。
The Lord Jesus is the one sole master of every believer.
主耶稣是我们每个信徒的主人。
You cannot serve two masters.
你不能同时侍奉两个主。
You cannot have divided loyalties.
你不能同时效忠于两个主。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
Now the contribution to unity should be obvious.
这对于合一的建立应该很明显。
With one Lord, there will be no contradictory orders.
出于同一个主人，不会有相违和的指令。
The whole body is under the direction of one head.
整个身体都受命于同一个大脑。
There is one Lord.
我们只有一主。
There is one direction of growth.
我们成长的方向只有一个。
Verse 15 says, "We will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ."
第十五节告诉我们，我们凡事长进，连于元首基督。
There is only one source of growth.
成长的源头只有一个。
Verse 15 says, "We will in all things verse 16 continues, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love.
在第十六节中写道，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Many of you may know the challenge of having two bosses.
很多人可能都知道同时拥有两个上司的痛苦。
Unfortunately, this often happens in the home as well.
不幸的是，这也可能发生在家庭里。
Children often sense when the parents are not unified.
孩子们可以感觉出来父母之间的不和。
They seem to know when they can get something from one parent, but perhaps not the other.
他们似乎知道应该怎么从一个父母那儿得到从另外一个父母那儿得不到的东西。
It should not be so in the family.
在家庭中不该如此。
It is not so in the church.
在教会中更不是这样。
There is one Lord.
我们只有一个主。
It's Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
Fifth, and the second element in verse 5, Paul says that there is one faith.
第五个要素，也是第五节中提到的第二个要素，保罗告诉我们，只有一信。
The term faith can be used in two senses.
信这个字可以有双重意义。
Faith can be objective.
信可以是客观的。
That is, faith refers to the body of truth which one believes.
意思是信可以指向一套人们所相信的真理体系。
This is how it is used in Jude, verse 3.
犹大书第三节中提到的信就是客观的。
Jude writes, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
犹大写道，我想尽心写信给你们，劝你们，要为从前一次交托圣徒的真信，竭力的辩明。
But faith can also be subjective.
但是信也可能是主观的。
Such faith refers to the belief which we exercise.
主观的信指的就是我们信徒所操练的信心。
Someone who is strong in faith believes strongly.
一个信心坚定的人，信得非常的笃定。
But a sharp distinction is not necessary.
我们在这里不需要分得那么清楚。
There must be something to believe for someone to be believing.
一个人信心的前提就是有可信的道理。
Faith always has an object.
信心必须有对象。
The Bible is the Word of God.
圣经就是神的话。
It tells us what is true.
它告诉我们什么是真实的。
It tells us what we need to believe.
它告诉我们应该信什么。
Jesus is the living Word of God.
耶稣是神活泼的道。
As Christians, we believe in the person of Jesus.
作为基督徒，我们相信耶稣这个位格。
We believe that he is God the Son.
我们相信他是神的儿子。
As Christians, we believe in what Jesus has done.
作为基督徒，我们相信耶稣的作为。
He was crucified because of our sins.
他为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
He was raised again because of our justification.
他复活是为叫我们称义。
We believe that we have forgiveness of sin and eternal life by God's grace alone.
我们相信，我们单单借着神的恩典就能罪得赦免，进入永生。
One faith is also an important basis for our unity as Christians.
一信对于我们信徒的合一也是一个重要的基础。
As we study the Word of God carefully, we will come to agreement.
当我们仔细地查考神的话语的同时，我们就会达成一致。
We move toward greater unity.
我们向着合一前进。
Paul will develop this in chapter 4, verses 11 to 13.
保罗在以弗所书四章十一到十三节中延续这个话题。
True doctrine does not divide.
真正的教义不会使人分裂。
True doctrine unites.
真正的教义带来合一。
When we trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation, it removes all competition between believers.
当我们单单依靠耶稣基督为我们的救赎，这就挪去信徒之间所有的争竞。
We all acknowledge our sinfulness.
我们都承认自己是罪人。
We all acknowledge our need for a Savior.
我们都承认自己需要一位救主。
We all acknowledge that we contribute nothing to our salvation.
我们都承认自己不能为自己的救赎做什么贡献。
Without Jesus, we would all be lost.
没有耶稣，我们都如羊走迷。
There is one faith.
我们只有一信。
One faith is part of the foundation for our unity.
这一信是我们合一根基的一部分。
There is one baptism, verse 5.
第五节里面说只有一洗。
The New Testament mentions various baptisms, at least 7.
新约中提到了不同的洗礼，至少有七种。
There's only one baptism that unifies believers.
但是在第五节这里提到，只有一洗可以为所有信徒带来合一。
There was John's baptism with water.
约翰是用水施洗。
There's a baptism with fire and a baptism with suffering.
同时圣经也提到有火的洗礼和苦难的洗礼。
There was Jewish ceremonial washing, also called baptism.
犹太人洁净的仪式也被称之为洗礼。
Paul has none of those in mind here.
保罗在第五节中提到的洗跟这些都没关系。
Some suggest that Paul is referring to Christian water baptism.
有些人认为保罗在此提到的洗是指着基督徒的浸水礼。
There is one baptism by which the believer identifies with Jesus Christ.
这种洗礼是信徒心中耶稣基督标志之一。
But it's more likely that Paul is thinking here of spirit baptism.
但在第五节中，保罗所提到的洗礼应该是指圣灵的礼。
John the Baptist said that Jesus would baptize with the Spirit.
施洗的约翰就说过，耶稣将用圣灵施洗。
Paul's explanation in 1 Corinthians 12 of baptism with the Spirit has similar concepts to this passage.
保罗在哥林多前书十二章里面讲到有关圣灵的洗的概念，与以弗所书四章中提到的洗十分相像。
In the context of 1 Corinthians 12, Paul also speaks of one Spirit, one Lord, and one God.
在哥林多前书十二章中，保罗同样也提到了一个灵、一主和一位神。
In verse 13, he writes, "We were all baptized by one Spirit into one body."
哥林多前书十二章十三节中写道，我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成为一个身体。
Jesus Christ unites all believers into one body by the Spirit.
耶稣基督借着圣灵将所有信徒都联络于同一个身体。
One baptism is therefore another basis for unity among Christians.
因此，一洗也是基督徒合一的另一个根基。
Jesus unites believers in this one way.
耶稣通过这个方式联络众信徒。
No one comes into the body of Christ in some other fashion.
没有人能通过另一种方式进入基督的身体。
We are dependent upon the work of Christ by the Spirit.
我们每个人都需要通过圣灵才能接受耶稣基督牺牲的工作。
It's not by your efforts or by your desire that you become part of the body.
你不能通过你的努力或者意愿成为身体的一部分。
No believer is excluded.
没有信徒能被豁免。
It does not depend upon your water baptism.
这也与浸水礼无关。
It does not depend upon membership in a local church.
这也与你在当地教会的会员制度无关。
Every true believer is attached to the body of Christ by this baptism.
每个信徒只能通过圣灵的洗连接于基督的身体。
You have no choice in this matter.
我们在这件事上没有选择。
When you come to God through Christ, you are each joined with the body of Christ by one baptism.
当你通过基督来到神面前的时候，你就通过这一洗连与基督的身体。
Therefore, every believer has his or her part in the body of Christ.
如此，每个信徒在基督的身体里都有份。
Each part has a purpose, as we saw in there being one body.
每个成员都有一个功用，正如我们之前在讨论一个身体时所提到的。
There is one baptism.
我们有一洗。
One baptism is part of the foundation for our unity.
这一洗是我们合一根基的一部分。
God places us all on an equal level by His choice of where we fit into the body.
神在选择我们在基督身体里的位置的同时，对我们一视同仁。
Finally, in verse 6, Paul states that there is one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all.
最后，在第六节，保罗写道，一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之内，也住在众人之中。
This seventh element is the high point.
这第七个要素是个顶点。
Its position as the seventh in a series of seven emphasizes it.
它是七个要素中的最后一个，为了凸显它的重要性。
The description of God emphasizes it.
也是为了要突出对于神的描述。
He is Father of all.
他是众人的父。
He is over all and through all and in all.
超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之内，也住在众人之中。
This description of God specifically relates to believers.
这个对于神的描述特别适用在信徒身上。
It relates to believers as joined in the body of Christ.
对应出来信徒们与基督的身体连结。
God is Father of all.
神是众人的父。
He's the Father of all true believers.
他是所有信徒的父。
This does not mean that God is the Father of all humanity.
这并不代表神是全人类的父。
God is the creator of all.
神是所有受造物的创造者。
But he has a special relationship to believers.
但是他与所有的信徒都有一个特殊的关系。
Jesus told the unbelieving Jews that they were of their father, the devil.
耶稣跟不信的犹太人说，你们是出于你们的父，魔鬼。
A true child of God does what the heavenly father wants.
一个神真正的儿女会做出天父所想要的。
God is over all or above all.
神超乎众人之上。
Over all speaks of God's sovereignty.
超乎众人之上是指神的全能。
He rules over creation.
他统管着他的创造。
Above all points to his transcendence.
超乎众人之上同时指向神的超脱。
Ordinary space and time do not bind him.
普通的时间和空间不能束缚他。
He knows the end from the beginning.
他知道从起初到结尾。
Nothing escapes him.
没有什么能逃过他。
This is true for the entire creation.
整个被造的宇宙都不例外。
It is therefore, of course, true for the church.
道教会理所当然也被包含在其中。
God is through all.
神贯乎众人之内。
This might mean that God operates through every child of his to accomplish his will.
其中的意思就是神通过每一个他的孩子去达成他的旨意。
This is a typical sense for the preposition.
这是这个介词常用的意义。
Usually this needs a transitive verb. I'm not sure how that...
through 就是贯乎翻译成、这个介词通常需要一个 transitive verb, 及物动词。
It acts on something.
对，就是对于一个事物进行一项活动。
God acts through people and things.
神是通过人和事物做工。
But through all can also refer to diffusion.
贯乎众人也可以理解为一种传播。
He pervades all things.
他渗透在万有里面。
He is everywhere present.
他全知全在。
Now the previous phrase, above all, qualifies the sense.
之前提到的超乎众人之上帮助我们理解这到底是什么意思。
Neither through all nor in all mean that God is contained in everything.
贯乎众人之中和住在众人之内并不意味着神存在于所有的事物当中。
This is not pantheism.
我们现在所讨论的不是泛神论。
But every believer lives continually in the presence of God.
但是每个信徒都持续地活在神的同在里。
A body of true believers has the presence of God whether it be in Tibet or London.
无论一个信徒是住在西藏还是伦敦，他还是在神的同在里。
God is as well in all.
神也住在众人之中。
Again, this is not pantheism.
我需要再次强调，我们不是在讨论泛神论。
The context is talking about Christian unity.
这句话的背景是在讲基督徒的合一。
God by his Spirit indwells every believer.
神借着他的灵住在每个信徒里面。
God the Creator is present in the church and in every believer.
创造万物的上帝与教会和每个信徒同在。
This truth is an ultimate basis for unity.
这个真理正是合一终极的根基。
There is one God who is Father of all.
只有一位上帝，众信徒的父。
This establishes the reality of our unity.
这个事实建立我们合一的真实性。
And it motivates us to practice unity.
激励我们活出合一。
One father gives his same life to all his children.
这一位父给了他的儿女们同样的生命。
If you are born of God, then you share the same life as all other children of God.
如果你是从神而生，那么你就与其他所有神的儿女分享同一个生命。
One father treats all his children without partiality.
这一位天父不偏待任何一位他的儿女。
He disciplines his children, Hebrews 12.
他管教他的孩子们，希伯来书十二章。
He watches that they treat each other properly.
他在暗中查看他的孩子们是否用公义和爱来彼此看护。
The Corinthian believers failed to do that.
在哥林多的信徒们没能做到这一点。
God disciplined them with sickness and even death.
神就管教他们，甚至使用疾病和死亡。
Problems and emotions do not entangle one father who is above all.
超乎万人之上的父不会被问题和情绪所捆绑。
We often struggle to keep ourselves separate from the conflicts we help to resolve.
我们常常陷在我们所需要应对的冲突当中。
The emotions draw us into the problem.
我们的情绪会牵着我们陷入问题当中。
God is above that.
神在这一切之上。
He discerns clearly.
他明辨是非。
He judges fairly.
他用公义治理万事。
He assures true spiritual unity.
他确保真实属灵的合一。
And it helps us to strive to live in unity.
这一切都帮助我们竭力活在合一之中。
One Father who is through all and in all sees your every action.
这一位父贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内，正看着你的一举一动。
He hears your every word.
他听见你每一句话。
He knows your every thought.
他知道你的所思所想。
He knows, understands your motivation better than you yourself.
他比你自己更清楚你的动机。
Our hearts can deceive us.
我们的心可以欺骗我。
But God sees clearly.
但是神明察秋毫。
One Father makes all believers one family.
我们的父联合每位信徒成为一个大家庭。
This unifies all true believers.
这将所有的信徒带入合一。
It should motivate every believer to live like they belong to one family.
这应该鼓励每个信徒每天都活得像这一个大家庭的一份子。
They should live like they have the same one father.
我们应该活出见证，见证我们都有同一位父。
This is a clear, absolute basis for the unity of all true believers.
全体信徒的合一有一个清晰、绝对的根基。
There is one body, one spirit, and one hope.
就是身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，同有一个指望。
There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
一主。一信一喜。
There is one God and Father of all.
一神就是众人的父。
This is the spiritual reality.
这是属灵的事实。
There is unity.
我们已经有合一。
Paul calls believers to maintain this spiritual unity.
保罗呼召信徒们保守这份属灵的合一。
You must live out the truth of this reality.
你们必须活出这个事实的真实性。
We do not create the unity of believers.
我们自己并不能制造信徒之间的合一。
We are to maintain the unity.
我们只能保守合一。
But only when you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ do you have this unity.
但是只有当你把信心放在耶稣基督里面之后，你才能拥有这份合一。
Attending church does not unite you with other believers.
参加教会活动并不能使你与其他的信徒合一。
Being active in church does not unite you.
积极的在教会中侍奉也不能带来合一。
Only when you have experienced new life in Christ are you united.
只有当你经历过在基督里的新生命之后，你才能合一。
Then it becomes your responsibility to maintain the unity that exists.
从那时候起，保守这份真实存在的合一就成为了你的责任。
In Paul's words, verse 3, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
就如保罗所说，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The unity is a reality.
这种合一是真实的。
Live in a way that expresses that unity.
让我们每个人行事为人都反映出这种合一。
Amen.
Amen.